I met him in a candy store. It was a Sunday afternoon in February, near the end of my shift at the Sugar Shack. I'd been working since 10 and had a killer headache from the secondhand sugar high gnawing my brain from all sides. Only 13 more minutes until I could clock out. But those minutes were dragging like a school assembly on the dangers of jaywalking and meth. I was so ready to release my hair from its too tight ponytail, ditch my apron and the stupid Hey Sugar visor Mr. Sugarman, yes, really, made us wear, and head out the door. Not that I was eager to rush home for Sunday dinner with my parents. The whole point of this job, besides cash and next year's tuition, was to buy myself more time away from them. When the bells on the front door jingled, I didn't look up, just kept wiping the grubby fingerprints and streaks of I don't even want to know what off the ice cream case, and left the customer care to Lexa. I actually liked cleaning, and she actually liked customers, so our shifts always worked out pretty well. Welcome to the Sugar Shack, she chirped at whoever'd walked in.
Hi, he said.
I sprayed another blast of disinfectant across the glass and took a deep sniff. I didn't care if it was killing my brain cells. The sharp tingle of bleachy chemicals was a welcome change from the candy dust and ice cream air I'd been inhaling all day. It had been a mistake to drink that second root beer on my break earlier, too. I would have killed for some water, 3 Advil and a Salt Lick.
Do you guys have any of those chewy candy frogs?
The customer asked.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry, Lexa said.
I knew without having to look that she was putting her hand to her chest to hold back the tide of empathy. Even in a freaking candy shop, Lexa was the sweetest thing around. She was like a human kitten, all tiny, wide-eyed, and adorable. If she weren't my best friend's twin brother's girlfriend, I would have had to hate her.
We usually do, but we're all out today. Can I help you find something else? We have gummy sharks, gummy worms, gummy dinosaurs, gummy fish, and gummy bears, of course.
Wow, a whole zoo,
the guy said. Scrub, scrub, scrub. Working at the shack was largely thankless, but I did get a weird satisfaction out of cleaning like a maniac. And in a candy store slash ice cream shop, there were endless sticky, sugar-smeared surfaces to wipe. I spent most of my shift downtimes with a rag in hand. Lexa spent most of hers texting Eric.
My favorites are the gummy octopi, Lexa offered. They're tasty and cute, and we have them in 3 colors.
I gazed at the neon lollipop clock, willing it to tick faster. 8 minutes.
Yeah, no, it has to be frogs. It's my little sister's birthday. She's going through a frog phase.
I peeked at the guy's back. Tall. Leather jacket. Shaggy haircut, tight jeans. I wondered if he played drums in a band or only wished that he did.
We have gummy geckos, I said. You could get some of those and bite their tails off.
He turned around. Our eyes met. And the slow, sure smile he gave wrapped itself around my chest, squeezed out the air, stopped my heart, and changed everything I knew about anything. At least, it felt that way, since for a few seconds I somehow neglected to breathe. The cute boys who came into the Sugar Shack were usually 8, not 18, and they stopped being cute the moment they opened their mouths and started whining for their parents to buy them something. This boy's mouth held a different kind of danger. That smile was delicious. I steadied myself against the countertop as he solemnly shook his head.
She's too smart. I'd never get away with it.
I didn't believe that for a second. He looked like he could get away with anything.
How about a candy crown? Lexa said, breaking the spell. You know, like a kiss enough frogs and you'll find your prince kind of thing?
His lashes were unfairly long. Winter had pinked his pale cheeks above the stubble on his perfect jaw. I had never seen a boy look so pretty yet rugged.
She's not into kissing. She studies them. She wants to be a frog scientist.
A herpetologist, I said,
letting my dork flag unfurl. It flapped in the breeze of embarrassment, but Drummer Boy looked impressed.
Exactly.
Well, give her time, I said, like some braver, bolder version of myself. I hear that nerd girls make the best kissers. He drew back.
She's 9, and my sister.